One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm paying 70 million for
him. Take the bikini off.
If you
take it off.
What?
The bikini.
Yeah, I'm saying if you wanna read, if me take the bikini off, bun up. But I'm saying you're mad. But if you wanna use stats.
You considered it.
I was going to get to this.
Boys, Filthy, we're back again. And this week we are here to put our big takes on the table.
Come on.
Skitz is back in here. That's round of applause worthy, man.
What about Skitz?
Wow. What's that? Hold on. What's going on?
The medication. It's medication.
That's the medicine from the Medellin that keeps me alive. I've been out for 2 years. It's a long injury. Who's been injured this long?
Is that because Ronaldo. You are
a bowcat? I've been that.
Bowcat pills.
Does it dehydrocodeine?
All right, no, don't.
Yeah, don't call out the man them's thing.
Pause.
But all jokes aside, we're gonna discuss some big takes today. The crowd has been engaging with, man. You understand? They like this. We've got Skitz back. None of these takes are going to be his because you've never said nothing.
You've never said anything.
Never said anything.
Let me just put this out there. You lot suspect I don't have football knowledge.
We don't even say it. You don't say it on camera. We chat to you all the time.
Can I tell you why? I've said stuff. I just think the volume's low.
That's what it is. You get drowned
out. And
that's
down to the editors. I love the editors, by the way. Big up Greg and Felix, my guys.
Turn it down again, boys.
Dub him. You got to dub him.
Hey, Skitz on a dub would be so racist.
Yeah, real yard man. Aye,
no, no, no. Yeah. The yard
Tundle
one.
Turn down my radio.
If they dub me, that's crazy.
Hey, we should dub him.
With Yardy, yeah. All languages.
Get Dale. Get Dale to dub.
No, Ira. Get Ira.
Who's Ira?
The guy that, he's the one that does them Yardy voice.
Oh, is it?
Ira Refix, too funny.
We're going to discuss the first take right now. Whose take is this? I feel like this is my take. I wrote this tune. This tune is called Manchester United Should Have Kept Ten Hag.
This season?
Just in general.
I agree.
I said that.
Do you know what? Under the circumstances, so if you're going to get rid of him, let him go on June, July. But the moment he's stepping into August, September, he might as well let it run until May. Run it till May.
Don't you just think, though, they ended last season on a high. FA Cup. I think that was an improvement on the League Cup the year before. You understand? I think that bought him another season for me to at least see what's innit. He's had two seasons,
games,
two trophies. The fan, that's all these fans care about.
But you need a bit of context though, because even within that, there's damaged relationships with players. There's damaged relationships between the players and the fans. The stadium's leaking.
It got nothing to do with Ten Hag, man.
I'm just saying the stadium's leaking. I just saw it leaking.
Let me just go off what he said. It's down to like, as soon as you, it's his team. This is Ten Hag's team that Amorim has taken over. But as soon as you lose your dressing room, your team, it's done for.
You know what? I think you can get it back. Like,
yeah.
You just need to not be a bald Dutch guy. Like, and because then what happens is you end up standing. You know, like when you've lost your dressing room, the one thing you can't do is stand on business. You're going to need to show a little bit of flexibility here.
Yeah,
so I'm saying
agree.
In order to, it's still humans.
You know what it is though, yeah? Ten Hag, he gave me like substitute teacher vibes, but a good sub teacher.
Yeah, he's too calm.
One, you know, you get that sub teacher.
That he don't have a specific subject, but he's always in the school.
Yeah, it's always in the school.
Oh, so he's doing geography one day.
In period one, you had him in maths, But last period, he's a football coach now.
And he's good at
everything.
That's the best.
He's good at it all, yeah. He gave me the vibes of, you know, when you start off as a sub, then man starts seeing you amongst the school, then all of a sudden, you're helping the lower grade youths. Lower grade youths. You understand? But what I wanted to ask is, would Sancho and Rashford still be at United if Ten Hag didn't go?
Not Sancho.
Not Sancho.
Rashford, yeah.
I don't think so, Rashford. I don't think Rashford as well.
I don't think he had a problem
you
with
think
Rashford.
Rashford would have went, but Rashford was playing. Rashford started the season
yeah, no,
well.
Rashford would have stayed.
Yeah, but he was still a little bit... Because the one thing you got to take a look at is Rashford's form, which I don't really think is down to Ten Hag. I think it's down to Rashford. His form, when he went on to England, he came off the back of England and he went mad. That really done well for Ten Hag. Then the following season, they finished third. The following season, you're finishing eighth. And like I said, damaged relationship with the players. Sancho and Rashford are brethren from what I see. So if the manager gets on one, I don't believe his brethren goes, I'm cool with Ten Hag. I think that damages things as well. So Rashford eventually would have gone.
You know what it is? I think the fan pressure got onto Rashford as well, because you can't fight too many battles in terms of he wasn't playing well and then he was walking. So, like, you can't do both. You're going to piss the fans off. Like, off the ball, you got to at least look busy. You know what it looks like. Just a little move.
100%.
I just remember Man U under Ten Hag. Big teams, they'll get mash up. But you see the small, medium teams, they'll get the points that they needed against them, where it made them be in and around it. That's where their fans could chat a bit. But under Amorim, it's just everyone gives up
they're
points.
They're tucked in every game.
They finished eighth.
Yeah, but eight, they're
that's
full,
not in and around
yeah,
it.
About no, to no, finish 15th, bro.
My point is, that's where it was heading. You lot, I don't want you lot to think that it was going in an opposite direction. If you finish third and you win the League Cup, and then the following season you finish eighth and you scrape the you know Man City in the FA Cup, the following season after that, despite what you lot might think, looking at it, it would have been 11th, 12th anyway. It would have been any
okay,
more.
But it worse, still would have been better.
But it would have been better than what it is now.
Yeah, but it's still
Amorim
not good enough.
Amorim has weakened that squad, bro. Amorim has weakened that squad. Regardless of what we like to say, he's weak. He's come in. He's alienated players. Like, cool. The squad's weak because my man's bought bad, yeah? But you don't weaken it. Do you see what I'm saying? He came in and said, the goalkeeping coach is doing better than Rashford. I'm watching Rashford wave up on the wing. Not maybe not doing it to his level, but he's doing doing well at Aston Villa. And I'm saying, I want to see the goalie coach play football now. You know what I'm saying? I need to see him.
For the first time, I was watching United v's, I think it was Lyon, and Onana was doing goalkeeping training with the goalkeeper coach.
Broski.
Brother, he's about 65. Amorim is violating Rashford. He's old. He's an old man. You saw him. That's
their goalkeeper. It's insane. You got Anthony there, cool. Whatever, we know about Anthony. But, bro, I seen them, since he let them two go, I seen Eriksen wide. I seen Eriksen in one of them advanced roles. Bro.
Don't know
Can
what
I
he's
give
doing.
You an example of a manager coming to a club and it's doing questionable things and we all get on him, bit of time, and then you go, Arteta. I'm not saying Arteta and they were the same, but when Arteta first comes, I saw 3-5-2, 4-4-2, 4-3-3. He couldn't
but
find
it. He was experimenting.
I know he was experimenting, but although with hindsight we go, well done, you was experimenting. I'm talking about our mindset at the time. We done Filthy Fellas for how long? 1 second. No one was rating it. And all I kept saying was, give him time, let him land. I don't understand it because he's coming November, December, when Freddie Ljungberg is wearing Valentinos and the last guy can't even speak English properly. So like, there was problems in the dressing room. He's inherited them. When he's got, like Dan said, you can't go in there and be all bossy, bossy, bossy. Be a bit humble. Get the dressing room behind you and then see how it goes. Amorim deserves that time frame because he inherited a mess.
Paul, let me ask you this. You said you saw Arteta chopping and changing. Yeah. How many shapes have you seen Amorim do?
No, again, with hindsight, I'm changing to you again. With hindsight, that looks like the right thing to do. But when we done 4-4-2 against you, man, Liverpool, I think Reece Nelson scores and Lacazette, we went 2-0. I remember at the start, my friends phoning me, the WhatsApp groups, what's he doing? This doesn't make sense.
You're not hearing what he's saying. He's saying at least Arteta is showing like adaptability.
He tried to change.
He knew he's playing Liverpool, this 4-2
balloons.
Four,
I understand that. What I'm saying is, I don't know that the consistency of playing this when he brings his people in the summer, I don't know if it's not going to work or going to work. I don't know.
It says it's not going to work because he's lost He's lost.
The thing is, yeah, we've got a big enough sample size now. They're 15th.
I know, yeah.
They're 15th, yeah. They've been getting smoked. Even the games they've won, they didn't deserve to win loads of those. So I'm saying we've now got a big enough sample size to know that. With these players, you know you can't bring in no one till summer anyway. Yeah. With these players, you know it's not working in this shape. At least show a little bit of wiggle room and change it. But he's not. He's so rigid.
Let's apply a context, yeah? Stats, yeah? 32 games played. 12 games won, drawn 9, lost 11. That's a 37% win ratio.
This is Ten Hag last season.
This is Amorim now.
This is current.
This is not just league though.
It's everything.
Oh, everything, yeah. Because Amorim's only won 6 games
in the
Prem. Yeah,
but again, if you've played 32 games, yeah? And you've won 12.
That's crazy.
With 11 losses.
6 Premier League wins.
6 Premier League wins, bro. 10 Premier League losses.
Because this is what it is. What I think they should have done with Ten Hag, they have to do it with my man now. They have to keep him. They have to let him try doing what he's doing. But the difference is why I think Ten Hag was more on the Arteta side and I think he eventually would have got better is when he saw things didn't work, he adjusted straight away. My man's going to go and get players for this shape and then when that don't work, what's going to happen?
They're going to be a club stuck with three centre-backs, 4 wing-backs. New gaffer's going to come in and want to play a back 4.
Exactly. The new gaffer's going to come in, want to play a back 4.
And he's got wing-backs.
Borgu, wing-back man.
Frimback,
Frimpong. 10 winger guy behind
4 flipping Seamus Coleman's.
Yeah, 4 Seamus Coleman's.
Ten Hag comes into the
Fabio
club.
Fabio Vieira.
And his most reliable players is either youth team or Man United players. Let's take a look at the players that he's brought into the club and what they've been doing. One of them's in Spain playing for Real Betis
doing
now,
well.
Called Anthony. Yeah, but I'm saying to you, that didn't work at United. That didn't work. You bring him in, it didn't work. Who else did they bring? Casemiro. They were trying to ship him out in the summer.
It worked, though. First season.
It didn't work. Why would it work?
It worked more than this, bro.
Does he even start these days? So it didn't work. Who else did he sign that didn't work? Oh, Nana. They're trying to ship him out as well. So I'm saying the guy that's brought in these ideas... After all of it, he's relying on the tools that the previous manager had. So for me, I don't even look at him as that great.
Did he bring
anyway.
Mazraoui?
And then he brought in Mazraoui as well. So what he's done is he's brought in problems and then they're now Amorim's problems. And everyone's going, nah, I feel sorry for Amorim. He needs to get rid of the Man United players that are an issue and then Ten Hag's players as well.
That team is too good to be
40. Now, the name of the team is too good to
be
40.
No, but even
player for player, they're crap.
Loons, look who's above them, bro.
They're not.
They are, bro.
Loons, look who's above them.
Not every player for player, they're crap.
Look who's above them.
If they're that crap, why should he change their manager? If it's what you're saying, what are they changing their manager for?
Everything should be fine. No.
Let me just say this.
That's not the song. Is that the song?
That ain't the song.
Wait. I'm just saying, bro, a good gaffer can get bad players to play good.
But they're not bad players.
I'm saying they're bad players. I know everyone says I always make it about Liverpool, but Klopp go in there. Look at that team though. Look at that squad he had to work with. He went there, he made us finish 5th.
Yeah, it was a bad squad.
No, he had a, come on man, he had Benteke. No, Poet, he had Benteke, Ryan Kent, he had Lucas Leiva. Come on bro,
Chelsea,
got us 5th.
Same thing, Lampard, we were dead in the water.
Dead.
Tuchel comes in, same team, mid-season.
Changes.
And we go mad. Same team.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, the coach, when you're brought in as a coach, you're not just, okay, let's swap in. Like, you have an interview. You're told, can you handle this? Do you think you can fix this?
Yeah.
If your answer is yes, then you got to get in and
have
fix
a way.
It.
That's it.
You don't take a job and say, I'm going to wait for my window.
Exactly.
Never. 100. He said, I can do.
Yeah. But the job that he got, he wanted it in the summer. They said to him, you either take it now or you can't take it. It's still a massive opportunity for a person like him.
He had to take it.
Yeah, just play a back 4,
just
man.
Play a back four, man. Even if it's some games, even if you start the game in a back 3, go to a 4 when you're getting
moved. Because you know what it is? It's the fans as well. Even if you start with a back 4, half of the stadium's going to be like, finally. It might go wrong. And then you get your...
Yeah, you get to
you
do
get
what
to,
you do.
You get to double back. But I'm saying you got to show it. It's not just your team. This is the world's team. Like, you got millions of fans that are chatting.
You don't even see. You know that little tinkers mid-game? Like, Tuchel will do it. Sometimes they got three at the back. And then the game will be playing. And you say, bro, they got... There's four at the back now. Someone stepped into midfield and he doesn't even give
he's
you
got
no
tricks.
Diversity.
He's got no tricks.
That
we used to
formation is dead.
Bro, we used to put
minutes.
Up team sheets, yeah?
Right
where
there.
It was a lie. We'd put Essien at right back. He wasn't a right back.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
See him on the pitch.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But we'd put him in there just to do mind games. Yeah, yeah. An hour before the game, yeah. Now your team talk
that's
changed.
That's cold. Mm. Mourinho, that's cold.
Yeah, yeah, he got none of that.
Crowd, let us know, should Ten Hag have stayed? The fans already answer me this all the time. The fan, you know what a fan said to me today when I said that they should have kept Ten Hag? You're from the outside looking in like he plays for United.
You see when they chat that rubbish to me, I send him that Denzel gif, you know when he's slamming the door?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come out
the office.
Wham!
This one's an interesting one. This take is by a hater, I think, because they have said Alexander Isak will not fix Arsenal next season. First of all, before we go, I actually like the way this guy sees things. He's talking like we're definitely going to get him, so big up yourself for that. But I don't like the agenda. But understandable, we have not been
bro,
successful.
Listen, I hate Arsenal, innit? Like, I don't.
You hate the fans.
But no, I'm gonna give you what it is,
what he
yeah?
hates, bro.
I'm saying I rate Arsenal. Just because I hate them doesn't mean I don't rate them.
What?
I think Arsenal are cold and they are still second in the league. They just worked Real Madrid.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Like, they are one of the top teams in the world.
Yeah, facts.
Isak doesn't... I just think it's their stomach that stops them getting over the line. But we'll see what they do this campaign. But in my head, I don't think Isak fix it. I don't think there's much to fix. They just need...
He could help.
I think they need to find... At the moment, they got a baby eight. Do you know what I'm saying? So you have to get up real close to shoot and work someone with that. Like, they need a bigger gun.
Two.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, get a scorpion.
Yeah, man, get a scorpion. Spray like, the
and
dance,
that's it. Spray
man.
Up the place, yeah, man. But they're too...
Yeah.
I don't know. Me personally, I think he can. I think he's the difference, man.
Do they need to be fixed?
And it's not fixed. You see what Arsenal are missing? And this is like, the fans get onto me, sometimes they say I hate Arsenal, sometimes they say I love Arsenal. You know what I am? I'm not biased when I'm talking on this show about football. Yeah? So just the realness. That's why it goes both ways. But I think Isak, yeah? Why he fixes Arsenal is because what they're missing is 20, 30 goals a season. So you see those games that are little draws, that 20, his 20, 30 goals comes, makes that 2-1, makes a 0-0, 1-0.
In the Prem, who does that apart from Haaland?
Odegaard's got someone else to pass to. Do you see what I'm saying?
He just ignores, isn't it?
Yeah, he just, the way he does it.
I have to get my point out.
He has to get his point out.
I have to get my point out.
Mo Salah broke the records. But there's not many, what I'm saying is, yeah, in the Prem, there's not many strikers that are going to come in and hit 20 goals. I don't think he does it for Arsenal.
Of course he does.
I don't think he does. Like, in world football, there's not many strikers. The game's changed, bro. It's not just 30 goals. A striker don't
he's,
get 20 goals.
He's Prem proven.
You're
going
to see him rotating with Martinelli. Sometimes Martinelli's going to be central. Yeah. He's going to be going out wide. He's going to drift
that does
it.
Not fill me with confidence, my guy.
No, I'm just saying how his movement is. His movement, his centre-back's not going to pick him up. Saka, Odegaard's going to have he's going to make a diag run in. Surprise defender, it's going to slip in. Zoom, goal. He's a big striker, bro.
No one's not saying he's not a good striker
big
yet.
Drip.
But let's be honest here. One thing that I like to know is that people can handle certain situations in terms of pressure-wise when you have to go for certain trophies, this, that, and the third. I've seen certain men at Man City do it. I've seen certain people at Liverpool do it. And the times that they do it, they always have individuals that, for example, Liverpool this season, they've had Mo Salah, Van Dijk. They've seen it before. They've done it before. So even if you brought a striker into that equation, he's assisted by people that have done it before. Man City are the same. Chelsea were the same for a little while. This Arsenal side is so fresh and new. Hasn't really achieved something with this fresh side that I go, I don't know what the next piece of the puzzle is, but I genuinely believe we're going to need more than a striker.
Much more than a striker, bro. The last time we had a prolific goal scorer,
yeah,
we won something. Won the FA Cup with Aubameyang.
Mm. The rest of the team was poor, though.
Exactly. The issue was the rest of our team, especially the defence, was shaky. But we showed with a 20-plus goal machine, we got to Europa League final. We got to where we needed to go. And it was, you understand? So now, I think we're on
that Aubameyang now, in this team
that's
now.
That's what we need. I think it's the opposite.
No way.
No, hold on. Let me just...
Early doors Aubameyang, not towards the end.
Ah, cool. I'm just saying, even if it's not Aubameyang, let's just say it's just a human that would have added 20 league goals to this campaign, 30 across all comps. But now, all jokes aside, with someone like Isak now, you just mentioned it, innit? I know you said... You ain't confident about...
You've changed your tune about
him, Martinelli being in the middle. But I think our issue is the flexibility of our front.
Yeah, they're stagnant.
The season we was good, everyone was everywhere. Gabriel Jesus over there. Second, we've gone and got Havertz, or sometimes Marino.
People that can't drift.
We're stuck, we can't pivot.
It's a bit more rigid now. With someone like Isak now, who's a natural nine, a channel runner, you understand? We'd get that dynamic. Because there's times where we don't know how to go forward. Even on a break, it's like... there's nothing to do kind of thing. You understand? With that pace and power, I know what you're saying about pressure and that, but for me, he's an emotionless gunman, isn't it? He just 100%. Scores. Yeah.
You see, 100%. Did he see his assist for Tonali?
Yeah.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, he's
emotionless. You know how much composure you need for that?
He's a robot.
How teams play against Newcastle and how teams play against Arsenal is two completely different ways.
I hear that.
Now, when you play against Arsenal, you don't like you. Everyone knows Arsenal were back to playing the football that they were known for old school. Yeah, you almost let them have the ball. Yeah,
we were tiki taka back then.
They're a possession based team. They're going to keep the ball. Tick 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 tick. How you play against Arsenal is a low block now, isn't it? And you try to hit them. So Isak, whilst he is sick, he is best when there's grass.
I just don't think he's proven. What are you talking about?
We can say he's effective in other ways, but the point that was just made is he's effective when there's grass. That's not an opinion. That's a damn well fact. It doesn't mean that he can't be effective other ways, but if you want to get the best out of Isak, essentially there needs to be spacing behind the defender.
Oh, he won't fit the system, you're saying?
Now he's got 20 yards of green to play with, not 60.
Yeah, I agree with that with Gokores, but remember, Isak knows the Prem.
That's what I'm saying.
He's here.
Prem proven.
He's not brand new. He's here.
We've seen him
he knows the league.
Newcastle don't play it.
My man's got a 30 goal season. Has he got a 30 goal season yet?
No, but he'll fix some of the problems we've got.
No, he would. No, he's good.
He's got 20 plus twice in a row.
Arsenal make the pitch half a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Their centre backs go all the way up. You're playing in half a pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Hundo.
Newcastle is. It's nice and stretched.
It's counterfeit.
Get me with dogs in the middle, like going mad. It's a different game.
I do hear it, but I think his all-round game is quite underestimated. Because he's quick, I think people say that, and he's a channel runner. But he's decent in the tight areas, ball-footed. Like you said, he can lay it off for a man.
I think
we're in a situation now where we don't even need to go all the way and get Isak. We just need to get a guy that's not an idiot in the nine.
But what did you say to me earlier?
What did I say?
Said we might not even get a...
Who did
you say we will make a striker?
I think Moreno will stay there.
I hear it though.
It's less to do with Isak and more to do with Arsenal. I've watched Arsenal this season have a left back problem, have a 6 and an 8 problem, a left wing problem, and then all of a sudden Isak solves everything. Not for me, my guy. Not for me personally. I think if we sign Isak, I think we got two other situations we need to figure out.
For the money as well.
Do you know where I'm coming from? We need to figure those things out. Going into them seasons having three positions.
The only reason I'm screaming it is I've just watched us, like you said, just mash up Real Madrid, still somehow be second with Moreno up front, bro. So I can only imagine if we had a seasoned gunman there. I hear what you're saying because that's actually what's happening, innit? But Moreno
probably works better because he's a midfielder and he's so used to that.
Not even on a dread thing. I just think it shows, like, not to turn this into an Arsenal hating show, but it shows how not great Havertz is. if you can replace him with Marino and it's not that bad.
Dan's trying to jinx it, you know. Dan's trying to jinx that you lot get Marino stays up top. He's trying to speak it into existence.
There's not much room when you're an Arsenal striker. Which is why they always nowadays go for the footballing striker. There's not much room.
And then when they're talking about Aubameyang back in the day, these times we're finishing eighth. There's bare grass for man to run into. You think Aubameyang with no grass running into?
Everyone played Arsenal.
No,
then.
He's not banging.
There were still low blocks against Arsenal back then. 100%.
Some strikers are just slapping. It's just what happens.
Be on the other side of things. If Arsenal didn't sign a striker, do you think we're at risk of being left behind?
Yes.
We're all behind you.
It's been a bad season.
Let's just say Chelsea go get a Gyökeres next season and teams aren't that scared of Chelsea, so they defend a little bit higher against them. He'll love that and he'll score a lot with the players that you lot have. With a 20 to 30 goal striker, you lot wouldn't be that far behind, man. Maybe even past us.
Did you watch us against Ipswich where we dominate a half?
Yeah, you were good.
And then ended 2-0 down at half time. Bro, have you seen who we've got in goal? Have you seen my back four?
A killer puts them away though.
Exactly, a goal scorer takes the pressure off that. Mm. It's just, I think it's the same as
if
United.
Nico Jackson don't miss nothing.
Bro, you see United, I know we're not talking about United, yeah? But they're 14th because Hoyland has like 2 goals or something.
Yes.
If he had 10, they'd probably be like 10th, 9th.
Dan, you know
above.
About it. What he's saying is true in terms of if you're playing on a team and the other team's dominating you, nothing happens, and then you lot go up on the other end and score, you get all the big chests. But then when they're dominating you, but once they break that seal, you know what I mean, and score, you get deflated. You get deflated.
Loons, let's be honest. Today's game, we were saying it before, is Serie A, it's Italy, yeah? Back in the day, like in the late 90s, early millennials, yeah? You can see the problem now. Back in the day when I used to watch football, I couldn't see the problem. But now it's just bare individual errors. So you get to see the problem. So yes, Gyökeres might score a bag of goals. But then when flipping Skelly's fouling man on the halfway line, it's a red card. It's got nothing to do with them goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When Declan Rice is doing a mad thing and getting a red card, when Trossard decides to play a through ball to the Bournemouth team and then Saliba's getting sent off, the individual errors are still going to be problematic irrespective of a goal scorer. So I'm saying, that's why I say, even your side, Chelsea, I understand what you're saying because you could sign a striker, but that doesn't change Sanchez's performances.
The Brentford game, yeah? 1-0, yeah? We're controlling the game. We've gone 1-0 up. Unlikely goal scorer. We're meant to now survive the rest of the game. But that's easier said than done. You keep the ball while trying to still score because you've got a potent 9. The other team's got something to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to sit back.
Yeah.
You understand? Because we didn't have that. Brentford just knew. Just go at them.
I disagree. That's not true. We made 4 changes. One of the changes was the best player in the pitch. Thomas Partey at right back. Where does the goal come from? The left-hand side with no Thomas Partey's there. So I'm saying, I hear you. But when you watch the game, there's individual errors that don't give a about your goal scorer, bro.
Yeah, but individual
and that's what
errors
I'm saying.
Are
that's
part
what will
of
change
football.
The game.
If you rewind every goal, you'll find a mistake.
No. But the individual errors are even more these days because it's like it's almost like a car engine.
It's
like,
systematic.
It's so systematic here. So my issue is this, and it goes for every single team. There's not one thing that changes everything. You're only gonna be as good as the improvements that you make for your team.
But when you're second, this is the difference with Arsenal. I think we're second. There's not a lot to change to be better.
That's
not
it.
To win, not to rip, but to be better than we are. I think the changes are quite simple because we've ended up with Moreno up front. No one else. That wouldn't happen to no other
no
team.
No one, bro.
I'm
going to
disagree with you when you said the one signing don't really change. Man United did it with Van Persie.
This is 2012.
Brother, you can't go back then. Nah, but you can't.
City done it with Haaland.
All right, Loon.
They needed Haaland to take them over the line.
But
Loon,
we're not City, bro.
No, but
we're Arsenal.
They're just saying one signing.
How many games have
we drawn
this season? We've drawn 12 games.
No striker.
That's because you have no striker.
It's not just because of no striker. Sometimes it's because of stupid mistakes with defenders. Got nothing to do with a striker.
No, you're right in that sense.
That's my point.
But if you had a killer
that put
the ball in the back of the net, that mistake ain't as big.
Exactly.
No, you're looking at it like I'm saying that we were taking the lead in all of these games. Some of them were coming back to draw.
Hondo, but you had a killer.
We'll still.
It's the same difference.
Bro, put it this way. I don't think a striker solves everything. Done.
You're going mad, Poe. It's our biggest problem this season.
The definite remedy for leaking goals is scoring.
Scoring goals.
Exactly.
That's the direct
And you've got the best defence in the league,
the
bro.
The best form of defence is
that's what Real Madrid for.
You've got the best defence in the league, bro.
What's that?
Arsenal have the best defence in the league.
100%.
And when we didn't, we used to be eighth, bro. That's how vital it is.
Yeah.
That's
when you had goals without the best defence, you were eight.
We probably overcomplicated that one still. Arsenal are good and they've got the best defence in the league. They need goals.
They need goals. It's a no-brainer.
I'm saying to you straight, lads. It's very simple to me. A goal, Isaac coming next season,
will not.
I don't
that's
think
what you're saying.
Anything.
You're just saying Isaac.
It doesn't mean I don't
fix.
Want him to come. It doesn't mean we don't need goals. But if you think it's as simple as this, man, I don't
know. I think he saw a few problems.
Paul, is that Gregory?
And one of
Isaac?
Our main problems was goals.
It should be.
So, crowd, tell us, will Alexander Isak solve Arsenal's problems next season? Let us know, please. Next, take time. Liverpool should have kept Trent and not Mo Salah and Virgil.
So is it clear
Van Dijk?
What's happening with them three?
It's not clear. This is a mad thing to put, I reckon. It's not clear. But go on.
Go on, because you've already got to be in the bonnet. Let's go, let's
well,
go.
Those
no,
two
no,
are signed. Those two are signed.
They've signed who?
Salah and VVD are signed.
VVD's not signed.
It's getting announced this week, man. Handle.
So you kept them both and you didn't keep Trent?
We don't know. No, Trent's not even, nothing's been said
let's
about
assume
Trent.
Then for this that Trent isn't staying.
I don't know why everyone's making a big deal about a right back.
As long as you keep two of the three, you're good.
Exactly. I've always thought.
I know it sounds crazy in like regard to their age and that, but when I see them three names there, Trent is actually the easiest to replace, bro.
Thank you.
I know that sounds... And that's no style. That's no style on him. One of the best fullbacks I've ever seen. But Van Dijk and Salah, what they're doing right now, you can't let that go.
Yeah, this is a holler.
It's a bit too real. Because it's like... I have this theory, yeah, that every Northern Academy has a kid called Liam McShane that's just ready to come into the team and
go
save
mad
them.
And go mad.
He's
got
to be Irish.
Nah, Irish
Liam
dad.
McShane
Liam
is the right back. He's ready. Put in Liam McShane where Trent is. They still win the league this year. That's no styling of Trent. It's just your thing is so serious that Liam is just because you had two Liam McShanes,
Connor Bradley and the other Liam McShane.
There you go.
And the other Liam McShane.
I would say yeah, it's Trent. Trent has that thing where, you see like when you're struggling to unlock a defence, he can do it. And it's McShane can't do it.
But you know who can?
Who?
Mo, Alexis McAllister.
But I'm saying there's been times, there's loads of times where the others can't do it. He whips up with something. I'm not saying like, obviously you know it's a big loss. But if you had to keep two, it's the other two.
I think when Trent leaves Liverpool become harder to play against. I genuinely believe that.
Well, just
what
by
he's
their
saying
replacement.
Is not so foreign because the whole world and their dog was saying Trent can't defend. So us losing a right back that can't defend
one sentence
can't
changed,
be that
changed
bad.
Trent's career.
I'm not saying he can't defend, by the way.
Just change the angle slightly, 45 degrees.
Oh yeah,
and
that was
changed
crazy.
His whole.
Who said that slot?
Yeah.
He goes, I don't want to make you the best right back in the world. I want to make you the best defender in the world. I'm like, oh god damn.
As an opposing argument, though. How old is Salah now? 32. Mm-hmm. And then Virgil's out, 33.
Mm-hmm.
Just by what I've seen in my life, it might change. Have about two more seasons in them, a season and a half max.
Yeah, they got the two seasons.
So you've got to kind of start finding your replacement within the next year.
How much of this is about money though? In terms of everyone sees it now. You whatever's meant to be a bigger, they would have been able to walk. On a free, yeah?
That would have been harder to bring people in then, no?
No, but what if? What if? Cause I'm saying the what ifs. They're 32 and 31 or whatever it is. We might not have seen their best, yeah. But it's they're in the later part now of their career, yeah? Did they get them on this 2 year to sell them next year? Give them one season and
no
then get
way.
Money.
No way, Dan. No.
Because of the financial
Dan, there's no money in them. There's no resale value.
There's no money. Of course there's no resale value in Mo Salah.
Brother, Qatar and them ends. Saudi league will grab them.
He has touched this season moving like he's 23.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if he starts that again next season, I'm not trying to take that. I'm not even trying to talk like that. I'm not trying to scare you. But Real got Rodrigo. Whoever Barca's right winger is, he's better than all these guys, bro. And these are clubs that don't mind a man pulling up and just having one amazing season. And then, but again, it's unlikely. But I'm just saying,
I think it's likely.
The team's wanting him.
PSG.
I'm not even saying. I don't think he'll ever. He's not gonna leave. But you can't rub out teams not wanting him. If he was available now,
them two there. I just think it's although you're right. They're probably harder to replace than Trent. I'm looking at it long-term wise. Trent's still got another 5 years. I don't have to worry about replacing that for a long period of time. With these two, if we don't try and find out or prepare to get the replacements anytime soon, I think taking them out and then bringing in a young buck that will potentially be as good at some point, that deflates Liverpool.
You can't replace. You can't replace them though. So you have to just change.
I think the contract is, look, if they went this summer, we'll have to replace them now. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? In the 2 years that they've signed the contract, it gives a chance for someone to turn up or someone to get better, or it gives it.
Do you think you know we're struggling to find replacements? That's
of course
why
you would have, bro. I put his graphic, I put his goal graphic in the group the other day. You can't get that.
Do you not think Liverpool have anticipated that this transition was approaching? So like City, for example.
We did.
Everybody says they've gone and got City. It's completely changed the way they play. It's boring now, they're even worse. But in hindsight, do you not think that Pep's kind of seen, okay, Gundogan, Kyle Walker, KDB, my guys are declining. I need a guy that's just going to come in and do it for us.
Well, he's effed up because he can't find no one to do it.
Remember what the goal was? Champions League. That's all Pep needed. He's done it now. So it's almost like...
Man. The hunger's gone, bro.
Okay, cool. Like you're saying, innit, yeah? But look, KDB's going, innit, yeah? But what about what he said, though? I ain't ruling out Mo leaving the Prem. Would you take him?
I don't think we're ready.
I'll take him at Liverpool. Remember that Suarez when he moved to Atletico from Barca after Barca said he was tired?
Taking KDB.
After Barca said he was tired and he just dominated.
I don't think we can have him.
Any team benefits from having KDB.
KDB?
Any team in the world.
Not, I don't know, man.
And remember, KDB knows his body well enough to know he can't play every single game.
Yeah, but I hear it, but then it's like...
Instead of Odegaard, one season, like you're saying, that's the one season
take it for one
to get
season.
It gripping.
KDB.
Are you mad?
Is this a conversation?
We have to show respect.
Do you know why you lot are moving mad? City are finished where they finish with KDB.
No, he's been injured.
Harden. Been injured. Come on.
But that's
don't
what
be
I'm
doing
saying.
That.
I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm just saying his availability couldn't help City.
Bro, I'm saying you're getting
ain't
him.
Helping us. They've got Haaland, Rete. Like with De Bruyne, you need other Jones.
Bro, Lippy, you got Rice and Partey to protect KDB.
Now, that's crazy.
You say to him, walk. We got you. We got you. Walk.
You ain't got to do nothing. Yeah, I'm treating him like Messi at the... You know I walk up? Yeah. I'm treating De Bruyne like Messi at the walk up. 100%. Don't come past the halfway line. Stand
hold on. Do you know who we are? You want one of our players to not work. Oh. No, where are where we are?
He's moving like the auntie, you know? You know the auntie that's moving like auntie? Stop. Who's touching that?
I'm being real. No, we're not good enough to have a luxury... 34-year-old that's just here to take free kicks.
Do you know what luxury? No, whoa, he's not free kicks. It's not.
Bro,
just
you just
kicks.
Watch him turn the game round
with a free kick.
No, but he bust the whole game 2-0 down. He grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck.
Oh, still cold.
We don't have KDB and we beat Palace already. You're this advert is. This ain't a good ad. Man said he just beat
hey, this guy. I want to throw my phone at him.
All right, next time. Next. You know my thing, man. I'm an Odegaard warrior, man. Fans, should Liverpool have kept Trent instead of Mo Salah and Virgil van Dijk? Let us know, please, in the comments. This is going to be an interesting one. I think that one's going to be quite
and
broad.
Also, Liverpool fans, remember, Salah is in the AFCON next season, so he's going to miss a big chunk, well not a big chunk, but about a month.
1 month, yeah.
1 month. Shut up, rub it out. Nasty.
And Arsenal fans, everybody fans. Isn't
everybody
it?
Fans.
Prem fans, especially.
Premier League.
I know bare Saudi fans talking about
yeah.
Yes, we'll take
just
we
Premier League.
Will. But yeah, Prem fans, would you take KDB? Summer.
I'm taking him. You were Dan Hundle.
Bring KDB.
Next take. Managers are more important than players now.
Hell no. Hell no.
Did we give a damn?
Hell no.
Not true, but I think managers are becoming more important in like tactically. I kind of think before there was them Allardyces, them they'll kind of just do the character thing and make you play a certain way. Because that's what Anarim's trying to do.
I personally think that statement is true. Simply because the managers we grew up watching, they weren't even on a training ground. It was just a coaching staff.
What, they just sent the first Ferguson, team coach?
Alex Ferguson, overrated.
Now, managers, it's not managers anymore, it's head coaches. They are literally playing football manager with real pieces. They're stopping they're stopping the game every 10 seconds. This way you should be. They are creating their
philosophy. They're
doing
little adjustments like that. You're supposed to be facing that way.
This is why we say football's kind of gone because the spontaneousness, the magic moments are kind of gone.
Yeah, it's like, taken away.
This is because of managers. It's because there's shape, it's all set up.
Is there like two conversations here? Because it's like the actual importance of them and then the importance of them to us. To be on the other side of things, Jurgen Klopp.
Different drip.
Different drip. Other board guys pulled up. He's just won the thing straight away.
Nah, not like that. He's changed things.
He
don't do that.
Good. Van Dijk, Trent, Salah, but Alisson.
You're forgetting who he's just inherited. He's inherited the league winners, pretty much. He was Kleiner.
Inherited the third best team in England. That's who because we finished third. We did. We finished third. He inherited that team, and he's just. It's the car had a few things. He just tweaked. He said, "Let me take this spoiler
is crazy.
Off.
What are we saying here? Since you won the league, Man City have won the treble. Arteta is into the frame. So I'm saying to you, I don't know another manager that comes in and wins the league like that. Slot comes in. He's more important than that whole.
Brother. I said he's inherited so the important. Third best team in the league. It's just like you got a car. You like the car. You buy a car. You don't like the spoiler. You take the spoiler off. The car looks better for you. It performs better or what have you. That's all he's done. He's done the little things. Don't force it. He says don't force it.
If Liverpool bought a player, everyone would, like a big player, Gyökeres, everyone would be like, they're going to win the league.
Yeah.
The only two teams we thought were going to win the league this year were Man City and were Arsenal. And then Slot comes in and changes everything.
But gaffers are still not more important.
Boy, let's ask the questions that will get an answer to this take, yeah? Liverpool are where they are because of their players or their manager. Who?
Bit of both. 50,
yeah, both.
50.
Yeah? Bit of both.
So, like I said, this is a bit of a...
If you had to put your pound somewhere, if you had to pick who was the bigger influence on why you've won the league this year, is it the players or is it the manager?
Can I go first, quick?
Cause I thought he was asking Liverpool.
Go on then.
I'm going to say this, yeah? Last few weeks, I've been thinking Dookie's kind of run out of ideas. Honestly, we've been struggling, like, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing the same thing. I'm talking from us running over everyone. The last few weeks, we've been just 1-0 West Ham last minute. It's been 2-1, yeah, like last minute goal, but the game before that, 1-0 Everton, wasn't it? 1-0 again, we lost against Fulham. Like, he's running out of ideas.
So I think the players
are knuckling in now. But again, if he goes, I think another gaffer can probably get that performance out of the players. But if those players go, can he get that performance out of a new set of players? I don't know.
But to be fair, this is Klopp's team that Klopp didn't do it with last year. Slot's come in and he's gone mad.
100%. But you got to understand sometimes, yeah, you know that saying, you know, like you could be with a gal, yeah, and then you just know this ain't working, but she's going to be the top queen. For a next man. You understand? You just know. Me and you, we run the course. Klopp is about intensity. He doesn't tell the players pass sideways. So you see, sometimes if a pass ain't there, Klopp says still make it. Still make the pass.
I've never heard that saying. But
Dan, you know that one. You can turn your queen.
You give him. Get me, like, I've taken you as far as we can go.
Yeah, but you know she's going to be the...
You're going to be the top, and I'm going to regret it.
No, this is not that scenario. Look at that when last time you won the league. Since you've won the league, yeah, I don't remember you mounting, I'm not saying you didn't, but I don't remember you mounting a serious title challenge. I remember, that's crazy. I remember Man City winning the league quite convincingly a few times, and I remember Arsenal trying to press them. I don't remember Liverpool in the equation. Then Slot comes, and then all of a sudden, them same guys that were not even rating that much, all of a sudden are doing big stuff, bro. But even in the Champions League, that was super convincing. I don't even want to make it down to the Premier League.
100.
And I don't think it's down to the players, because them guys have been there with Klopp, and I ain't seen that in the Champions League, that level of conviction.
Okay, have you seen Klopp? Have you seen Klopp's teams against PSG? And all them teams?
Boys. Paul.
No way,
let me
bro.
Chat to you for a second. Yeah, man.
Step outside,
let
man.
Me chat to
God,
you.
Man God. Near the toilet, bro.
We sat here and we all agreed that day, that title back then was Buki, bro. We spoke about toxins already. It's
It's not Buki.
Super Buki.
This is my thing, yeah? Day one, the COVID league, yeah?
Man City did.
Day one, the league, when the league was different. The league was crazy. COVID. They're about to win the league now. Moreno up front season.
What's that going to do with us?
Let me just land.
Oh, yeah. So
let me just land.
Those are crazy.
You've won. Those are two Buki watches, bro.
Bookie bastard.
Can I ask you one question, Lippy, though? Because you're a big, grown and cantankerous man, yeah?
I don't even know what cantankerous is.
Cantankerous, like a yard cantankerous is just a yard word for this, yeah? Troublesome. Yeah, it's too rude and cantankerous. You understand? So, that COVID league, yeah, you say, yeah, was so easy, innit?
Like, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It was COVID.
Why didn't you win it?
Where, did you see how bad we was? What? Your arguments are so bad.
Okay. Why didn't you win it, though?
Because we were poor, bro.
You were poor. All right. Fair enough. Right. So you see, that year, COVID, 1920, yeah? COVID was more prevalent, 2021 season, yeah? Who won it then? Hold on. Who won it? They started that season, no fans. Who won that league?
Bro, whilst the rest of the...
Who won it?
The rest of the league.
Why isn't that the COVID season?
Bro, why are you doing us dirty?
It's simple maths, Loons.
Shut up,
man. The rest of the league had COVID. Your team had asthma pumps, the cure to COVID.
Oh.
It don't even... What are we doing?
Electrolytes.
Bro, your squad was on Abramovich's yacht. I saw them. I saw them. Face masks and shorts.
Man needs to, we don't talk about it enough. Loons, the season you're talking about that you tried to say is more the COVID season. You see, there was fans in the stadium.
No, they weren't.
Yes,
start of the season,
bro.
There was no fans.
Man said start of the season.
Start of the 2021 season.
Bro, there was no fans.
They were sitting separate.
No, that happened halfway through that season. Halfway through.
You know what happened in the Liverpool season that I've never seen? Liverpool scored. They went to the crowd to see the crowd's reaction. There were screens in the crowd, bro.
That was your...
Man
no.
were FaceTiming
no,
the
no,
match.
No. No, 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 no. That was the season after, bro.
We
had the night kit. We didn't win the league in the night kit, Dan. We didn't win the league in the night kit.
To me. I'm not going to support you here. You won a bookie league. If City did as well, City did as well. But you won a bookie league.
No.
Didn't the league stop at one point as well? Like,
yes, for ages, bro. Yes, it did. How can you say no? The whole world stopped, bro.
Most of the other European leagues don't have a winner for that league. That season, there's no winner.
So?
No, you know they only did it because of how far ahead they were, innit? Exactly. If you
say that again.
Oh, what? They were 20
say
points.
Say that again.
What do you 20 mean? Points ahead.
20 points ahead before COVID was even a thing.
What do you mean before it was a thing?
COVID started before in China.
Shut up.
It started way early in China.
It was in my ends first.
We was mashed from December.
They were nyamming bats. COVID came here. You lot won the year. You lot won it the year
what
people
a
were nyamming
excuse,
bats.
Though.
Man said someone ate a bat.
You won the league year of the bats.
I believed it.
All right. Watch this. 2021 season, yeah? Right. It was allowed up until October 2021. Every game in the Premier League will be shown on TV. This is not the season we won the league. This in 1920. So 2021, the season after, every game played in the Premier League was televised on TV. Why? Because fans was not allowed in the stadium.
What's this guy talking about?
These are facts.
Stop trying to distract. We know what we experienced.
And then in January 2021, what lockdown did we go into? What lockdown in 20 January? This is the season after.
I don't care.
What is this?
You won a bookie league
for January.
The third lockdown, January 2021. The third lockdown.
Young Fug's lawyer.
Huh? When was the first one? March 2020.
Simple.
When you won the league.
But it's two different leagues, though.
I don't care. I'm taking that one from you. I don't care. I want that one back.
Fair enough. I see it in your face.
That's it.
I'm taking that Champions League from you.
From what? For what? We had 1,000 people in there.
No, I'm taking the Champions League.
Why?
Because you had two different gaffers. That's not fair.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Bro, the year Liverpool won the league, me and the man them tried to go McDonald's and we almost got nicked. That was a different year.
Bro.
Yeah, we weren't allowed outside. That was a different year. We didn't. Yeah, we're moving on. Now we're moving on.
We are moving on, but let me just make one point.
Go on.
You see the season that I'm talking about, the 2021 season, the year after we won the league. Yeah, you man was filming Filthy via Zoom. You man pranked me.
I was.
Yeah, Dan was there. Dan pranked me on Zoom. You remember?
No.
Saying you was NSG's NSG's.
Oh yeah.
That was the season after. I want the noise to stop. I want the noise to stop.
Your memory is good, isn't it? Oh, I remember that.
You're saying I'm going back to probation. I'm going back to the wing. Where are you now? I heard Dan. I looked at Dan's camera. Dan's like,
what do you reckon, crowd, man? What do you reckon?
Yeah, so crowd, please let us know. Are managers more important than players? Yeah, let us know, please. Fifth and final take. The Premier League is not the best league in the world. It's the most tactical.
Not the most tactical.
I'll be real, man. I think, do you know what it is? Before we even talk about this, I think it's a lot of youths that can't even run or anything right now. And they try to pretend to have super high standards for everything.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And they've done this with the Prem now. It's like, oh, we've been watching this our whole life. This ain't good. This ain't to my standards. It's just tactical. These youths don't understand
they never
what they're watching to know if it's tactical or not. Mm. So they need to shut up.
Yeah.
I'm on going past this one, boy.
It's definitely no more tactical.
We, you know what it is? Definitely. We've come from, we remember when it was just like Diags. Yeah. So we can see, like we can actually see how football's changed. A lot of these men, all they've seen is this loss, 8 years of Pep, where the whole world's done the Pep. I do think it's the most tactical in the world, yeah? I think it's the fastest and I think it is the most, like, I don't think in all these other countries, I know they try and do best practice, but like we're having like 2-3 meetings a week on your opponent's best attributes and it is tactics.
Is it? But is it, can it be the best league in the world and the most tactical?
I think it's closer to the best league in the world now.
Do you reckon?
But the most tactical. I hate watching football now because there's no, there's that, how many moments are there now? You know, like before, how often do we even get?
You don't get a 30 yarder no more.
That's why I'm repeating that Rice goal so much.
Say again, Skits.
That's why I'm repeating that Rice goal so much. We don't see those moments.
That's
like
Deadpool.
That.
You can't. No one does that from open play.
That someone said it to me at football on Saturday. That football, and this was a Chelsea fan, I think, said it to me. He said that football needed that night because we ain't seen nothing like that in ages.
We used to get one of those.
Everyone's just tuned in to a game. Thinking you're going to see one thing and then it just goes.
Bro, I watched Chelsea-Arsenal. When I watched Chelsea-Arsenal, I was disgusted.
Yeah,
with
that,
the whole game. I was like, this is Chelsea-Arsenal.
That was ridiculous, bro.
This is crazy.
I still don't think it's the most tactical. I think if you get the
Where's the most
I just think you just go abroad. You just go and see, like,
bro,
I just think you just go. I don't know where Real Betis are in La Liga and all that, but I just think it's the general mid-table teams. You go abroad, they play proper level. They play at the back, right, but tactical like that, like in terms of tactics, like these teams set up a specific way.
Bro,
they're gonna come and try and outplay.
Remember when we played Sporting? Do you remember when we played Sporting last season? The condition these European teams have, it just feels different to, they always show us, maybe our league ain't the best league in the world.
I think Spain's football is more like
free. It's more free.
Brave, yeah.
It's more free.
Brave.
Like, here's a shape. But yeah.
do what you
kind of do what you see, play what you see kind of thing. Whereas in the Prem, it's like there's triggers. As soon as that guy gets the ball, you
boom,
run
you gotta close him down.
It's different.
Luz, you know you're watching football now. Like, back in the day, I watched football. Yeah, do you know what? I think what changed it for me. Barcelona, Manchester United, Champions League final changed everything for me. I saw Busquets, Xavi just passing it around. I saw Park chasing, and I kept seeing everyone chasing, and they're just kicking ball. From that moment forward, and we get to the point where we're at right now, I'm seeing centre-backs, after Gary never spoke about it, be on the ball more time than the players that I actually pay my Sky to watch. I do not pay £220, which is terrible, to Sky a month to watch centre-backs kick around the ball from left to
you're
right.
You're getting knocked. £220.
Give it to the midfielder.
Give it to the midfielder.
You're a fire stick, man.
This is where there's an argument, innit? Because there's efficient football and there's entertaining football.
Mm.
They can cross over, but most of the time they don't. Being mature is understanding that. And yeah, if you're paying Sky, you want to see attractive football. You understand? But football that works a lot of the time, now that especially now that we're older and all that Del Piero magic, we actually understand stuff now, it's not that exciting, bro. Like, no, so this is because you're saying, so I used to talk like that. I used to say, why do they play from the back so much? But
no, I'm not saying that.
You literally just said, I don't pay £200 a month to watch the centre backs have it the most. That's what you said.
Yeah, so that's not playing from the back. Playing from the back is fine. Right, but cool. Keeping it there for 20 minutes.
All right, cool. But I'm saying, in a football way of looking at it, it makes a lot of sense why they do that now. Because, like we said, the Diags before just made it 50-50. Yeah, it's great on the eye and that.
It's
but when you look at the actual averages of football, you make your back four, 9 times out of 10 now, are the players that get space. They're the players that your opposition, especially when you're the better team, they say kind of let them have it, half press them. So they play about. And now what we do now with the playing from the back, we'll break like the first line. Whereas before, it's kind of play it around, try to break the line up the pitch so it's not risky. Now teams train to take that risk straight away.
For managers, the whole objective is to win the match, yeah? So they find the best way in order to do it. And that's why it's so rigid now, yeah? You have players and shapes that basically, most managers are going to go out there and say, don't make this open. Because as soon as you make it an open game and it's entertaining, everyone at home loves it, it's 250-50. It's a basketball match.
Is that why there's less of a high press to CBs?
Yeah, as soon as there's a basketball match, we love it at home.
Yeah,
the managers are
forth,
like this because it could go any way.
it could go
any way.
And Dan, the killer is, I understand and appreciate that. But that's not why I pay my money. Like, I can still say I understand why you play football like that, but I'm not entertained by it.
They have to bring entertainment in. This is what I'm saying. They got to bring in the sin bin. They got to bring in some extra drama.
Orange card.
I like that.
They're going to have to bring in drama elsewhere. Because football's gone too tactical. It's not fun. They're going to have to make it fun again. We got Baller League now on a Monday. Giving more fun than the Prem.
Hey, Dan, who's your favourite player? Who's your favourite player?
Right now, Caicedo.
Who's your favourite player? Who's your favourite player? Do you love watching?
Jamal.
Who do you like watching?
Jamal, man.
Who do you like watching?
Saka.
No one has said a centre back. So when I say I'm angry at watching centre backs passing along the back line for 20 minutes,
to the system, like, Lippy.
I don't want to see that, bro.
That's not tactics.
I understand why it happens. I get it. I'm not saying this. I'm not, but I don't enjoy it.
Let me ask you this question, yeah? If I told you, yeah, Arsenal will 100% win the Champions League, but every Champions League tie we play from now on will be boring 1-0 to the Arsenal, will you care?
The novelty eventually. No, you say that, but I know. Oh, eventually, I was not watchable.
Yeah, I said for the one Champions League.
Oh, for
now.
One season.
Yeah.
Of course, I watch.
So again, that's.
I've never done it before.
What I'm saying is now. I say that to say this. Teams are in that transition, innit? Where they have to play it safe. They have to. No one's trying to fall from where they are. No one's trying. You understand? So it's just we're in that. You
Pep
get
ruined
me?
It. Pep ruined
it. No, man, it's not that simple.
It's the post Messi Ronaldo era, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone's looking after, like, you get me? The coast.
But we're saying two different things. I get that, but it's still boring.
I don't think it's boring.
But it's not boring.
You watch the Manchester derby? I fell asleep 4 times in a Manchester derby.
Yeah, it was. Oh my god, I slept too.
See Arteta's tactics. Yeah, his tactics ain't to be boring. His tactics
it's
just if this team come to play ball. You lot play entertaining football. But because they play a low block, you lot have to pass it sideways.
Yeah,
if they came and attacked you lot, then it's ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. And it looks nice.
Arsenal, I'm watching that game. I want to watch it so we win. And I get happy, yes. But at the end of it, I'm telling man,
your
boring.
Your top players have got 3 men on them. Your top players have got 3 men on them. It's hard work.
But that's because of the tactics.
Let me say something to you. There is one manager in this Premier League, the most tactical league in the world, that doesn't want to be tactical.
And
boomerang country, kangaroo country, wallaby country. You can't trust him.
He's got a brethren though. He's Portuguese. He's like Manchester United.
But tactics. Cloth. He's trying to stick to the same. Where's Ange saying, you know what? Jed, you got scorches trim, just win the mobile. On the rack. And it's just, there's no structure. And don't get it twisted, it's great.
His tactics when they were
defending,
is high line,
when they were defending on the halfway line. And it was
with nine men.
I love it. But you see my bridges? See my bridges that support Tottenham? See, that was the thing. Scorching never won the mobile that year. You get me?
And Tottenham's games, they're always some kind of entertaining.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're chaos.
It's crazy. And I just think, I 100% hear what you're saying, innit? Because especially the English game has been all about character and big moments. But what you need to understand, that's why the foreigners used to laugh at us, bro.
they used to for the. They saying, "Fuck your diet, rude boy. We got under 12 that could
I hear
do that,
but they didn't. They weren't like, but they weren't saying that when Gerrard's beating them up 2005. They weren't saying that when Cristiano Ronaldo when in 08.
Why
like,
didn't they
there's times they said it. There's times they haven't said it.
Now, as much as I hear it, it's just. We're at that era now.
It's the most tactical.
Everything,
it is the most
everything's
tactical.
About stats.
It's too tactical,
everything.
Though.
I remember when Wenger, we brought in that guy and we were buying all the players off stats. We ended up with Lucas Perez and all these weird. You understand? So it's like, I just kind of think football's in a transition. Liverpool winning the league, that says it all. And what the world's in a transition.
Yeah,
world's in a transition. Nah, but
you know what it is? If they, if stats are, it's a mad chat because stats do run football, but then stats can't run football because you got people like Man United buying a striker that only scored 7 goals and paying 70 million for him.
Lewis, take the bikini off.
If
take it off.
What?
The bikini.
Yeah, I'm saying if you hurry wanna up. If you wanna read if me take the bikini off, bun up. But I'm saying you're mad. But if you wanna use stats.
You considered
yeah.
it.
I said you went to do this.
They didn't use stats to buy Hoyland, yeah? They went off the eye test.
Did they?
Of course. Because the stats would have said, don't buy this guy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say something before we end the episode? I think that kind of friedness in football right now, I love that. Hoyland's and Xerxes and we need, because like you said, it is a bit boring where everyone's touch.
Xerxes is a breath of fresh air.
That United, like you said,
Arsenal. Just dribble.
I love Xerxes.
Arsenal-Chelsea was like a training match, watching all the kids that are good on the ball play against each other. Where's the Xerxes? No, obviously he's good on the ball.
Bro, I watched Xerxes dribble past four men, but like ricochet off everyone, and he still had the ball. We've lost that rawness.
Football's at the era now, yeah, where Ian Wright bust. They need to go and find a striker, 26.
Give me a Luis Suarez.
Yeah, go 26.
He's a men. The men will win.
Yeah, yeah.
The
go get a striker, 26 from the Ryman's. Yeah. Sign him to a Prem team.
Yeah, yeah, see what
and
happens.
And make some magic up.
Do you know what? Before you go, do you know what I think the problem with the Prem right now is? The players are too young. With younger players, they're all going to take instructions. You see older man, you can't tell him nothing. He'll just do his own thing.
You need a Ricardo Fuller.
Too much.
You need a Ricardo Fuller.
Come on, Jamaicans.
Would you say Neymar's the last ever player we see, yeah?
That's free.
That's the free roam player.
No, Lamine Yamal. He don't listen.
Lamine.
That's why I like Hansi Flick, cold manager.
Because I think, was it Ola that came here and said it? Or was it Jordan Ibe? He said there's not enough men. And we're gonna end it on this. It's not enough Seamus Coleman's yes. in the Premier League.
Or Jordan Henderson.
Seamus Coleman's win the Premier League.
They win the league.
They don't.
What, 11 technically. Seamuses?
Technically they don't.
They won the Irish League. They won the Irish League. But listen, like, subscribe, watch previous episode. Come on, show us some takes as well. Let us know about our takes. Filthy Live. Tickets dead there, Patreon dead there, skits dead there, we're dead there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.